are listening to the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio and Jazz 88. We're broadcasting live from North Hennepin Community College in Brooklyn Park, Minnesota. Hello to all the folks back home in northern Minnesota, including the folks in my city of birth and site of our first show, Hibbing. Hibbing is the town that moved itself 5 miles south to accommodate iron mining and moved Bob Dylan 1,337 miles east to accommodate rock and roll. I've met a number of former Hibbingites down here in Brooklyn Park. Brooklyn Park is listed as a suburb, but no suburb started out that way. Fewer than 100 years ago, Brooklyn Township was an active farming community. As the city encroached on the land and the township split into what would become two cities, Brooklyn Center to the east and Brooklyn Park here in the west, the crop of choice was potatoes. In fact, the city still celebrates Tater Days every year, coming this June 18th through 21st, right here in Brooklyn Park. Joining me now on stage is a genuine, lifelong potato farmer. And so welcome, Eldon Tessman. So, Eldon, you grew up on a potato farm and farmed for many years. Tell us a little bit about your family operation.
I'm fortunate enough to live on my great-grandfather's farmstead yet. It's only a half a mile east of North Hennepin Community College. My great-grandfather came here in 1870. And I'm the fourth generation.
It'd really be an over or understatement to say that the city has changed a lot since you were farming potatoes. Tell us about how Brooklyn Park has changed around you since you were young.
It's changed a great deal. I'll just share this with you. In 1910, there were more railroad car loads of potatoes shipped out of Osseo, our neighboring community, than any other shipping point in the U.S. Consequently, we were known as the potato capital of the world at that time.
Right. So, what stands out to you as memories of all those years? When did you stop farming potatoes, and can you tell us a little bit how that, first of all, tell us about that, and then maybe some of your memories about farming potatoes here in town.
I'm going to share with you, the 1930s were a very difficult time in this area as far as raising potatoes were concerned. It was very hot and very dry. Potatoes do need water. In 1935, they started irrigating in this area. In fact, my father put in a deep well at where I live at the present time, and I'm still using that today to water our lawns. So I raised potatoes up until 1976. It was another dry year. We started irrigating on Memorial Day, irrigated the crop out, and when we got through that fall, we sold some of the potatoes for $2 a hundred, and my wife said, "Do we really have to do this?" And so consequently, that was our last year raising potatoes.
Well, what do you think of Brooklyn Park now? I mean, what has that tradition meant to this community, the potato farming tradition?
We provided the area for development, homes, business, what have you. I'm very proud of this community. I've lived here all my life, hope to live here a little bit longer. And like I say, we're finally getting some development along 610. It's been a long time coming, but like I say, I'm just very happy to see this development. And it won't be too long before Brooklyn Park will be entirely developed out, and that'll be good.
All right. Eldon Tessman, thank you so much, sir. This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. I'm Aaron Brown. We are broadcasting live from North Hennepin Community College from the potato capital of the world, Brooklyn Park, Minnesota. Our show is made possible in part by Town Hall Brewery, with award-winning craft beer and food in a relaxed environment on the fringes of downtown Minneapolis. More at townhallbrewery.com.